seems to me that all of the political parties are involved, sort of consumed by internal issues right now. And I think that it's the people who are being shortchanged in terms of ideas for how to really get the economy going, how to strengthen social institutions, and how to implement the new constitution and realize the promise that that offers to Zimbabwe.
When we look at the abduction of Itai Dzamara and the situation where some MTC supporters were recently beaten up by the police, what can be your comment on some of these issues?
I'm very concerned about the disappearance of Mr. Dzamara. We do not know who abducted him, simply don't know. But we stood up and said, look, this is a matter of concern. I'll tell you that I was very pleased to hear Vice President Mnangagwa and Police Commissioner Chiuri and others stand up and say, yeah, this is a problem. We need to figure out where this young man is and return him to his family. He has a right as a citizen of Zimbabwe to express himself, to demonstrate peacefully, and we remain concerned about where he is and his condition.
President Robert Mugabe has accused America of trying to effect a regime change in Zimbabwe. What do you think about these accusations?
Policy interest in Zimbabwe is to help the people of Zimbabwe create a strong democracy, a prosperous economy, and a nation that's able to meet its social needs. We think that those things are in Zimbabwe's interest, and frankly, they serve American interests well at the same time.
Finally, former Zimbabwe Prime Minister Moken Tsvangirai yesterday here at the studios urged the U.S. government to remove the sanctions imposed against President Mugabe and his colleagues. What are your views on those kind of remarks?
You know, I certainly respect the rights of Zimbabweans to speak out and to make their opinions known. You know, our position is that the reason for imposition of the travel restrictions and the business restrictions 12 years ago are very clear. We are concerned about the state of democracy. We are concerned about observation of the rule of law. We were just concerned about the economic consequences of some of the policies here. So we are ready to sit down and talk about those things at any time. But I think that until those basic conditions are met on which Zimbabwe's economy can grow, sanctions are likely to remain in place.
Are these sanctions having any intended effect? If yes, how?
You know, the fact that the elections in 2013 were peaceful, I think, was a reflection of broad international concern about what had happened in 2002 and 2008. I think that international pressure, whether those the U.S. visa restrictions and business restrictions or static concerns or AU concerns or European concerns, I think they have had a positive effect in Zimbabwe.